It's the Aldrich family.
I beg your pardon.
We said it's the Aldrich family.
Yes, it's the Aldrich family, presented by the Jell-O family.
J-E-L-L-O.
Well, it's my talking people all ready to enjoy the Aldrich family. Hey, what's the matter here?
Gotta do the dinner dishes.
Well, you can still listen to Henry and Homer and do the dinner dishes, too.
Hey, good idea, Bub.
You bet it's a good idea, Bub. Did you have a good dinner?
You bet. Yoo-hoo.
Sounds like you had smooth as cream Jell-O puddings, maybe.
No.
Well, then maybe the pudding with the personality and the dimples?
Jell-O tapioca pudding?
Right. Did you have Jell-O tapioca pudding?
No.
Well, then what did you have for dessert?
The world's most famous shimmering dessert.
That's Jell-O. In those six delicious flavors. Starting with strawberry.
Raspberry.
Cherry.
Orange. Lemon.
The Aldrich family, based on characters originated by Clifford Goldsmith and starring Ezra Stone as Henry with Jackie Kelk as Homer.
Henry! Henry Aldrich!
Coming, Mother!
Life's greatest gift is youth. And fortunately, it isn't confined to any one age. Youth can be recaptured at any time by anyone who simply shares the experiences of an enthusiastic teenage boy like Henry Aldrich. The scene opens in Henry's bedroom. It is Saturday morning.
Now listen, Henry, that's no way to hold it.
It is so, you have to tip it.
Then how can you get the knife in?
Homer, let go. Gee whiz, whose piggy bank is this anyway?
Okay, go ahead if you're so smart. Why should I help you scrape up money to throw down the drain?
What do you mean, down the drain? If I can get enough money out of this bank, I'm going to ask Kathleen to go to a movie tonight.
Henry, you're crazy. You take Kathleen to a movie and what have you got? A lot of memories and a good night kiss, if you're lucky.
What's wrong with that?
Well, you can do that any old time. But boy, it isn't every day in the week that Springer's Hardware has a grab bag sale.
That's just it, Homer. You buy a grab bag and where are you? But take Kathleen to the movies and at least you know what you're getting.
Sure. So why not buy a grab bag and get pleasantly surprised?
Boy, another dime.
How much have you got out of your bank now?
50 cents so far.
50 cents?
And there's one more coin in here.
Boy, if I had 50 cents, I'd get my best friend and pool our money and invest it in a grab bag.
Now, wait a minute, Homer. How much money have you actually got?
A dime.
Okay, so stop wasting your breath on grab bags. My mind is made up.
But, Henry, did I tell you those grab bags have values up to $10 in them?
Hey, look, a quarter!
Yeah?
That gives me exactly enough to cover Kathleen. Two balcony seats, two sodas, and a nickel's worth of candy.
Boy, what you couldn't get at Springer's for 75 cents.
75 cents? Do you mean to have grab bags as low as that?
Sure, none of them are over a dollar.
Homer, you're crazy. Are you telling me they have $10 values all for under a dollar?
Sure, it's the chance of a lifetime, Henry. You can't lose.
But how can you be sure what you're getting?
That's the beautiful part. You can't. That's where the fun comes in.
Gee, it does sound interesting.
And you know what you might win, Henry? That bicycle pump you've been wanting.
Oh, boy, do you really think so?
Oh, Henry.
Yes, Father?
Step out here in the hall a moment.
Sure, Father. Homer, wait here.
Okay, but don't be long.
I was just passing your room, Henry, and I couldn't help overhearing.
You mean about the grab bag sale, Father? Doesn't that sound swell?
Frankly, son, it sounds a little risky to me.
Risky, Father? Gee whiz, it's the chance of a lifetime.
Yes?
When you invest in one of those grab bags, you can't lose.
Even though you have no idea what it might be inside?
But that's the beautiful part, Father. There might be anything inside.
There might also be nothing.
But Homer said their value's up to $10.
Henry, I want you to make your own decision in this matter. But remember one thing. Merchants can very seldom afford to give away anything valuable.
But, Father, do you know what I might get for 75 cents? A bicycle pump.
Henry, you're being very optimistic.
I have it on good authority.
Now, son, I know all about grab bags. I've had my fingers burned. You haven't.
But, Father, these bags are entirely different.
Henry, let me explain one more thing. From time to time.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Kathleen. Listen, I'm phoning from Springer's Hardware, see?
Oh, hello, Mrs. Springer.
Who?
What?
Kathleen, this is Henry.
Oh.
I'm down here at Springer's with Homer and his dime.
You are?
Sure. And look, how would you like to go to the movies tonight?
The movies? I'd love to, Henry.
And sit in the balcony?
Uh-huh.
Way in the back?
Uh-huh. What's playing?
Playing? Kathleen, don't you like me anymore?
Of course I do.
I know, but... Well, gee, you never used to ask what was playing.
Well, Henry, it's a perfectly minor point.
Okay, then it's all settled. I'll come by for you right after supper.
Thanks, Henry. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hey, Henry, look at this bag here.
Which one?
This one with all the bulges in it. Doesn't it drive you crazy wondering what's in it?
Not me, Homer. I'm just down here to keep you company.
Gee, Hen, aren't you the least bit interested in buying anything?
Not if I have to risk every cent I have in the world. Now, you take this long, skinny bag here.
Yeah?
It's 30 cents, isn't it?
Sure. Go ahead, Hen. Why don't you buy it?
Why should I spend 30 cents for just a plain, ordinary yardstick?
A yardstick? Is that all that bag is?
Sure. And gee whiz, if I hadn't listened to my father, I might have been carried away.
Hiya, fellas.
Here comes Willie.
Hi, fellas. What you doing?
Just looking around, Willie.
Yeah? Hey, Henry, are you going to buy that long, thin grab bag?
He might be, Willie.
I am not, Homer.
Well, can I have it then?
Sure, here.
Thanks. Oh, Mr. Springer, here's my 30 cents.
Wait, Willie, don't you know what's in that bag?
Don't tell him, Homer. Don't tell him. You know how stubborn Willie is.
Yeah, but...
Let him get burnt by himself. It'll be a good lesson for him.
Hey, you want to watch me open my bag?
Sure, Willie.
Well, now stand back, fellas.
Boy, I bet you'll get a surprise, Willie.
Gee, I hope so. Hey!
What is it, Willie? Let's see.
Oh, boy!
Oh, boy!
A collapsible fishing rod, just what I've always wanted.
Gee, those things cost about $7. Just think, Henry, you could have had it.
Yeah, but I could have swung it. Let's see that fishing rod, Willie. Boy, this is slick.
Well, I'll say.
Gee, are you lucky?
I sure am. Well, so long, fellas.
Where are you going, Willie?
Fishing.
Boy.
Henry, maybe your father still has a few things to learn.
Yeah. I guess he didn't live during a period of inflation.
I'll say.
You know, Homer, I've been thinking.
Yeah?
Kathleen might enjoy a movie tonight, sure. Only she'd be even crazier about something I might win in a grab bag for her, wouldn't she?
Now you're talking sense, Hen.
Sure, Homer. Come on. Help me pick out a grab bag.
How about this one?
Boy, wait till my father hears that merchants really do give valuable things away.
Hey, Henry.
Hi, Charlie.
Don't bother us, Charlie. We're busy looking for a grab bag to buy.
Yeah? What? How should we know, Charlie? We haven't bought it yet.
Well, look, there's Toby Smith. I'm going to see what he got in his grab bag.
Listen, Henry, how would you like to buy this nifty box of clothespins?
Clothespins? What could I possibly do with clothespins?
Well, you could use them to hang girls' pictures up on your wall.
What?
Or they'd be swell for starting fires.
Charlie, you're crazy.
Oh, now look, Henry, I paid 25 cents for them, and I'll let you have them for 20.
Oh, no.
15.
Nothing doing.
10.
Well, what'd you pay a quarter for a thing like that for?
I got it in a grab bag, and boy, am I going to sue Mr. Springer.
Well, look, Charlie, naturally, merchants can't give away valuable things in every grab bag.
Hey, Henry, guess who just bought what for 60 cents?
Who?
A paint sprayer.
What?
Toby Smith for only 60 cents.
Homer, what could you do with a thing like that except spray paint?
Plenty. I happen to know my father would pay $5 for a new paint spray.
$5?
$5?
What?
Whole cash?
Whole cash?
On the line, Henry. He's going to need one to paint our house.
Oh, boy. Let's start looking, Homer. There might be another sprayer in these grab bags here.
There might. Gee whiz, goodbye.
Where are you going, Charlie?
Home and get some more money.
One thing about a paint sprayer, Homer, you can tell it by the feel of it.
Okay, I'll start feeling from this side.
Sure, and I'll start over here.
And we'll feel toward each other.
All boys.
Yes, Mr. Springer?
Sorry, but we can't allow any feeling around.
Sure, Mr. Springer.
Boy, Homer, that's what I call loyalty.
How do you mean?
Gee, Mr. Springer is practically a member of our own family, isn't he?
He is.
Sure, he's engaged to my Aunt Harriet.
Well, frankly, I don't blame him for being cranky.
Homer, are you positive you didn't feel anything remotely like a paint sprayer?
Positive. You couldn't mistake a thing like that.
Boy, what I couldn't do with $5.
Makes me weak to think about it.
Let's sit down.
Hey, Henry.
Yeah?
I found one.
A paint sprayer?
Yeah, I'm sitting on it.
Homer, are you sure?
Sure, I'm sure.
Gee whiz, Homer, I forgot... I left my 75 cents at home.
Well, that's a fine thing.
Look, Homer, you stay right here and guard this paint sprayer while I run home for my money.
But what if somebody else wants to buy it?
Just don't let them. And, Homer, if you can keep it for me, I'll give you a dollar when I sell.
Okay, Henry, run.
Nice of you to drop in, Harriet. Sit down. I'll pour you some coffee.
Thank you, Alice. How's Sam?
He's just fine.
How's Mr. Springer?
Alvin?
Just fine.
Aren't men a problem?
Oh? Have you and Alvin had a quarrel, Harriet?
Oh, no. Just a little disagreement. Alvin thinks I should take up painting again.
Really?
Yes. He believes in women having outside interests. But as I say to him, I said, Alvin, I said, frankly, I don't think I'm very talented. Do you?
Well, to tell you the absolute truth, Harriet...
And he said, yes, Harriet, I do.
Oh. Oh, he did.
Of course, he admits he doesn't know a thing about art, but he knows what he likes.
Isn't that nice?
Poor Alvin. He just can't help seeing me through rose-colored glasses, I guess.
Mother!
Oh, my goodness, that's Henry.
Mother, quick, where's my 75 cents? Hello, Aunt Harriet.
Hello.
Henry, you told me to keep it for you and not to give it to you under any circumstances until tonight.
But, Mother, don't you understand? I've cornered a valuable grab bag and I'm going to make a killing.
You've forgotten what your father said?
No, only he doesn't understand. This sale is different.
I know.
Albert, Henry is right. I happen to know personally there are some very valuable grab bags down there.
Very well, I'll go upstairs and get your money.
You will? Gee, that just give me time to make a phone call.
Number, please.
To Elm 110.
Elm 110.
Yes, operator.
Harriet, I do wish you'd let me have it.
Mother, can you please hurry with my money? Homer's sitting on something.
Hello?
Hello, Kathleen. Let me ask you something quick.
What is it?
Suppose you were going out dancing to the country club.
My goodness, when?
Well, suppose it's tonight, see? What color dress would you be wearing?
What color?
Sure. So I could send you flowers, if.
Flowers?
Provided I get $5 for a certain something I'm going to win and it doesn't cost too much for a taxi.
My goodness, Henry, you mean we're going to taxi?
We might. So what color, Kathleen?
Well, just any color. Although I do like those big black shiny ones.
Black flowers?
Are we talking about taxi?
No, gee
whiz. My goodness, well, any orchid color flower will do. And I have to hurry and get my hair done.
But Kathleen...
Come on now, Henry, I'll see you tonight.
Sure, only understand it isn't definite, don't you, Kathleen? Kathleen!
Now, wait a minute, Charlie. What are you doing?
What do you mean, what am I doing? I'm trying to pick out a paint sprayer.
But you're not allowed to feel the grab bag. You just have to take your chance.
Now, listen, Homer. Since when do you own this hardware store?
Charlie, get away from this grab bag.
But it might be a paint sprayer.
And it might not. And besides, it's reserved.
Then it is a paint sprayer.
Now, listen, Charlie.
Now, Homer, let go of me.
Now, look, Charlie, don't get mad. I didn't mean to push you. Let's just talk this over calmly.
Oh, yeah? Listen, you little pipsqueak.
Charlie, you're backing right into the garden hole.
Springer, I'll take this grab bag here.
Hey! Hey, that's Henry's grab bag. Oh, lady.
Homer, you've got the hose looped over your arm.
Lady, come back.
Homer, look out!
Hey!
It Here's the fact, folks. More people buy Jell-O puddings than any other prepared puddings in the world. And no wonder, because you never tasted anything better than Jell-O puddings. Yes, Jell-O chocolate, butterscotch, and vanilla puddings, chock full of old-fashioned homemade goodness. Try them. Compare them. See if you don't say that Jell-O puddings are richer, creamier, more all-around delicious. And they cook to perfection in just about 5 minutes. Ask your grocer for Jell-O puddings and say, better ask for 3 packages while you're about it, so you'll be prepared for the weekend. That's Jell-O puddings. And now, getting back to the troubles of Henry Aldrich. Hoping to make a fortune from a grab bag he wants to buy and then sell for a profit, Henry has been planning to entertain Kathleen elaborately this evening. But his chances of getting the money are now getting slimmer and slimmer. The scene opens in the back room of Alvin Springer's Centerville Hardware Store. It is the same morning.
Excuse me, mister. Have you seen anything of my friend Homer Brown?
You're no friend of mine, Henry Aldrich.
Homer, is that you?
Sure. Just look at
me. I am. Gee whiz, what happened to your face?
Never mind my face. That'll wash off. But how can I get all this paint and grease off my clothes?
What have you been doing?
Boy, everything. Hoisting paint drums, mixing putty, filling turpentine bottles.
But why?
Just because I had a little accident trying to save your darn grab bag.
You mean it's gone? But I was counting on that $5. Kathleen thinks I'm taking her out dancing tonight.
Listen, Henry. How much do you think you could sell an outboard motor for?
An outboard motor? Homer, you're crazy.
Who's crazy? You know the one Mr. Springer's had in his window for 2 years?
Sure, but...
Well, just half an hour ago, I saw him lug it into that room over there.
Yeah?
And then he came back in here with that box, and he said, whoever buys it this afternoon is going to get the surprise of their life.
Homer, do you mean it? And it's only 75 cents?
Sure. It's what they call a sleeper.
Oh, boy. Gee, I could sell that for 10 times as much as the paint sprayer.
Sure. So you'll owe me $10.
Homer, on second thought, I probably can't get more than 5 times as much.
Now listen.
Look, why don't I go out now and round up a prospective buyer?
Homer.
Mr. Springer, what time are those grab bags going on sale?
2 o'clock sharp, Henry.
You're sure you won't sell any of them before that?
Nope.
Gee, that's swell. Goodbye, Homer. I'll be back.
Homer, I've been keeping an eye on you this morning. You've certainly done a good job back here.
I have.
Yes, sir. And to show my appreciation, I'm going to let you have any grab bag you'd like for that dime of yours.
For a dime? You mean I can have any bag at all?
Yes, sir.
You mean I could even have the outboard motor?
What outboard motor?
Oh, gee, I shouldn't have mentioned it. I mean, this big grab bag right here.
Homer, that isn't an outboard motor.
It isn't. Oh, boy, is Henry going to get a surprise.
Hello?
Hello, Kathleen.
Henry, is it only you?
What do you mean, only me?
Oh, my goodness, you dragged me out from under the dryer.
I did?
And I'm standing right here, positively dripping.
Look, Kathleen, I just wanted to tell you that the thing I'm selling now is much more valuable than the thing I was selling before.
It is, Henry?
Yeah.
What is?
I can't tell you. I'm down at the Acme Machine Works right now.
Henry, we are going to the country club tonight, aren't we?
Sure, absolutely. And not only that...
Yes?
Kathleen, how would you feel about a season ticket?
A season ticket?
Sure, and go every Saturday night in the year.
Mr. Springer, the grand prize.
You're certainly the lucky one today, Homer.
It's the only thing I ever won in my whole life. Do you mind if I use your phone?
Go ahead.
Thanks.
Number, please.
Elm 610.
Elm 610.
Gee, Mr. Springer, to think Henry Van Harriet painted that all by herself.
Yes, sir, and she's never had a lesson in her life, would you believe it?
Well, to tell you the truth...
Neither would I. All it needs now is a nice plan.
Hello.
Hello, Mother. Guess who this is?
Homer, don't be silly.
Listen, Mother, a wonderful thing just happened. I just bought a grab bag.
I thought you didn't have enough money to buy one.
Well, I didn't, but Mr. Springer just had me move a few paint drums and gave it to me for practically nothing.
Really?
And, Mother, I won the grand prize.
You what?
Sure, and it's something you've always wanted. And I'd be willing to let it go cheap.
Homer, isn't...
isn't sure. It's a sort of a painting.
Oh, my heaven. For the inside or the outside of the house?
What?
Oh, you're a dear. And now would you hang up? I'm too excited.
Okay, and don't worry, Mother. Mr. Springer's going to clean me up.
That's nice, dear. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Oh, Mr. Springer.
Yes, Homer.
Have you tried looking at this painting upside down?
I just had to dash right over.
Elizabeth, tell me again.
Homer won the grand prize. We're having our house painted absolutely free.
Oh, my.
Oh, isn't it marvelous? And Mrs. Springer's already given Homer the drums of paint.
Elizabeth, I had no idea there was anything worthwhile in those grab bags.
Oh, Alice, I still can't believe it. You know, Will and I had to choose this year between having the house painted or getting me a new fur coat, and we decided on the house.
Really?
Yes, we agreed the house takes more of a beating in the winter than I do.
Elizabeth, does that mean that now?
Why not, Alice? Why not? Oh, get your hat on. Let's go look at fur coats
right away. Shouldn't you wait until Will...
Well, Alice, I'm only going to look.
Hello? Are you listening, Kathleen?
Of course, Henry. Then what happened?
Well, I found a fella who had a boat, see, but no motor.
Yes? And you sold him your motor?
Not exactly.
No?
He sold me his boat.
Why,
well, that is, I gave him my IOU. And by next summer, the boat will be mine, I hope.
Henry, that's wonderful. My goodness, I'll be the proudest girl at the dance.
The dance?
Just imagine I'll be the only one there dancing with a boy with an outboard motor.
Well, Kathleen, look, about the dance.
Yes?
How would you feel if we were to give up all activities this winter?
What?
And spend two solid months sailing around in the moonlight next summer?
But, Henry, what do we do during the long winter evening?
Why, we can polish the boat.
Polish it?
Yeah, and grease the motor.
Henry, I've just had my hair done.
Well, I'll tell you. Oh, gee, look at the time. It's 1:30.
It is?
I've got to get back to Springer's and buy my grab bag.
But Henry...
And I'll bring the outboard motor right over to your house, Kathleen, so we can admire it together.
Sam?
I'm reading my paper, Alice.
Dear, dinner's ready.
Yes? Where's Henry?
Up in his room. He doesn't feel like eating.
I should think he wouldn't. Well, he can't say I didn't warn him. I told him not to count on an outboard motor.
Dear, I can't help feeling sorry for him. What on earth is he going to do with a bear trap?
Naturally, Alice. He's going to trap bears.
Sam, there isn't a bear within 500 miles of here.
Alice, I'm joking.
I wouldn't feel so badly, Sam, if I thought he'd really learned a lesson from this whole thing.
Well, he's learned one thing. At least he won't be so optimistic after this.
Well, will you answer the phone, dear, while I serve dinner?
All right, Alice. Hello?
May I speak to Mr. Aldrich, please?
Which Mr. Aldrich do you want?
Henry Aldrich.
Just a moment. Henry?
Yes, Father?
You're wanted on the telephone.
Perhaps you could take the message. This is Mr. Jenkins, the tanner.
The what?
The tanner. I have that information regarding the cost of turning a bear skin into a rug.
What's that?
It all depends on the size bear you trap.
I am not trapping any bears, and neither is anyone else in this family. Goodbye.
Father, didn't you say that phone call was for me?
That was the tanner, Henry. I took care of him.
You did, Father? But I had my plans all made.
You can just unmake them. Now, come on in to dinner.
If you don't mind, Father, I'd rather go back upstairs.
Sam, dinner's on the table.
I'm coming, Alice.
You know, dear, I've been thinking. Couldn't you give Henry just enough money to take Kathleen to the movies tonight?
No, Alice. That's the only way a youngster ever learns.
Oh, I know,
that's
but...
That's the way you had to learn. That's the way I had to. Good heavens, what's that?
What's what, dear?
That, on the center of the table.
Why, they're candles, dear. You see, shaped like little stars, and they float in the water.
Why?
Why?
I said, why?
Well, they're pretty, and Sam, I won them today, and I thought I'd better use them.
I see. Alice, you weren't anywhere near Springer's hardware today, were you?
Why, how did... That, dear, before you get angry...
That's all right, Alice. Do you know anyone who could use a dozen bottles of bubble bath? It's for dogs.
Sam, you bought a grab bag, too?
I'm afraid so, Alice.
But, dear, we don't even have a dog.
Anybody home?
We're in the dining room, Homer.
You certainly have to admire his timing.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, gee whiz, is it dinner time?
By a strange coincidence, yes.
Sit down, Homer. We're one short tonight.
Boy, I'd love to. We aren't eating at our house tonight.
Not at all?
No, ma'am. My mother doesn't feel she should fool around in the kitchen in her new fur coat.
Why doesn't she take it off?
She doesn't dare. As soon as my father gets his hands on it, he's taking it back to the store.
Your arm.
Oh, gee, I almost forgot. It's my grand prize. See?
Good heavens.
Only my parents felt that since it was your sister that painted it, Mrs. Aldrich, you should have the privilege of hanging it.
Harriet painted that?
It looks good upside down, too.
What on earth is it?
Why, it's fish, dear. In a bowl.
Sure. I looked them up in the fish book. I think they're suckers.
Yes? Homer, you brought it to the right place. Alice, get me a hammer.
Sam, what are you going to do to it?
Hang it over the mantelpiece.
Gee whiz.
Where it'll be a lesson to all of us the rest of our lives.
Good news for us.
You have, Homer?
Sure. How'd you like to go to the movies tonight?
Now listen, Homer. You know we haven't got a nickel left to our name.
Well, that's the beautiful part of it, Hen. I've invited someone to go with us who's agreed to absorb our overhead.
Well, gee whiz.
Sure.
Who?
Agnes Lawson.
Well, that solves Henry's overhead problem. And ladies, a good way for you to help solve yours when it comes to family budgets is to serve Jell-O puddings often. They cost little and they taste grand. Yes, Jell-O chocolate, butterscotch, and vanilla puddings. A trio of treats, chock full of old-fashioned homemade goodness. Tomorrow night, try confetti tarts. Just prepare a package of Jell-O vanilla pudding as usual. When cool, pour your luscious, creamy Jell-O vanilla pudding into crisp individual baked pastry shells. Chill thoroughly, then top with a generous helping of well-drained canned fruit cocktail. Remember, all three Jell-O puddings made with milk are nourishing. And they cook to perfection in just about 5 minutes. No wonder more people buy Jell-O puddings than any other prepared puddings in the world. Friends, let's recognize this fact. Our American economic system has brought greater material means for happiness to more people than any other the world has known. And it has preserved the basic freedoms. So let's all of us strive to make that economic system even better, as an employee or employer, as a farmer or as a professional man. Remember, the better we produce, the better we live. The Aldrich Family, starring Ezra Stone as Henry with Jackie Kelk as Homer, is written by Patricia Jowdery and Del Dinsdale with music by Jack Miller. Mr. and Mrs. Aldrich are House Jameson and Kathleen Ron. And this is Dan Seymour in New York saying, the Aldrich Family is brought to you by the Jell-O Family.
For desserts that are delicious, boy, believe me, you should know. They are made by famous J-E-L-L-O.
Listen again next Thursday, same time, same station, for another sparkling half hour with the Aldrich Family.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.